This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
You're listening to Living Green, effortless ecology for everyday people. My name is Meredith Medland, and I'm your host, and I'm delighted to say that we're coming to you live today from the Living Green Community Center in Santa Barbara, California. So we got a live audience. All right, so the big question here is, what comes in 11 parts and features a dog, cat, lion, apple tree, frogs, and a cake? Did you give up? Well, the answer is Hug Trees, the new album from Tom Freund and Friends. After conducting a summer tour with longtime collaborator Ben Harper and his band The Innocent Criminals, which was a critically hailed singer and songwriter, Tom comes right in and brings his jazzy and rootsy vibe over to the kids' music side. A sought-out stand-up bassist and multi-instrumentalist, Tom is a favorite of NPR's Weekend Edition and has been championed by Los Angeles' powerful KCRW-FM.
I started walking around, and just this song out of nowhere came, Hug Trees, and I just started singing the song to myself and started picturing kids hugging trees all around. It was really kind of like a little vision quest in the Natchez State Park, and I came back to my car and sort of wrote down the ideas right away with my mandolin and a tape deck. From the first time I brought my guitar into my little girl's school, like even when she was in school at 2.5 and 3, it was like spreading the message of fun things in the best sort of soulful way that I could muster up, and with messages of nature, felt like a really, all of a sudden I felt like I had a responsibility. I think still meditation and moving meditation are kind of key, and also sort of walking in meditation. You know, Thich Nhat Hanh always talks about mindful walking, you know, so that's sort of maybe what I was sort of trying to present in the forest there.
And I got to tell you, if we're looking ahead, a lot of these songs in the Hug Trees album seem like they'd be perfect for TV commercials.
Well, that'd be great. if you're listening out there, Audi, Volkswagen, I think it would make sense to have a sort of green, childlike quality song on you.
So we're right here with Tom. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Meredith.
All right, so we're going to be putting in some great samples of some of the songs off Hug Trees, but you just got done singing one of your favorite ones to the audience here. Can you tell us a little bit about how you made the transition into children's music?
So you're that perfect timing. That's how the transition happened. A little kid came into my family through my wife, and I just found myself hanging out with my little daughter Delilah, and whether she was 1 year old and I was pushing her in the stroller, or whether she was 3 years old and we were jumping on the bed, the songs just started really coming out, and I eventually was just like, cool, I'm singing to my kid. And then I started kind of taking notes or putting them on my computer and recording little things here and there, and I was like, oh, I guess I gotta make a record. So it was really kind of natural. I never thought I would do that, you know, I never planned it really.
So Hug Trees, that's the title track. Tell us a little bit more about how you came up with Hug Trees and where that came from.
That was kind of strange, because I think my child Delilah was in utero at that point, and I was on tour, and I had a day off, and I went to, oftentimes I try to get into a natural setting on the day off, because at that point you're so tired of concrete and people, and Denny's, for that matter. No offense, Denny's, but, you know, you have to get into some soil. And so I went to the Natchez State Park, which I believe is in North Carolina. I'm trying to remember now. And I started walking around, and just this song out of nowhere came, Hug Trees, and I just started... I just started singing the song to myself and started picturing kids hugging trees all around. It was really kind of like a little vision it was a little vision quest in the Natchez State Park. And so I came back to my car and sort of wrote down the ideas right away with my mandolin and a tape deck. And I think, so that was the very first thing, but then I let that go for a while, obviously, had the kid. And then it wasn't until I was sort of on the other end of it and hanging out with my little girl and just started singing to her, whether it was singing to sleep or anything, just making fun stuff to make time go nicely.
Make it go nicely. So you've got some other great artists on the Hug Trees album. Brett Denton is on that album, and Abra Moore, Victoria Williams. What was it like collaborating with these musicians?
I mean, these are also my favorite musicians out right now. Brett Denton, I became turned on to a couple years back, and we collaborated a lot since then. And he also contributed a song called Party in the Yard, which I thought had a really nice element to the soundtrack as well, because it involved turn off the TV, put down the remote, get in the yard, you know, that kind of message, which I thought was great in a very cool Taj Mahal bluesy kind of way. And then Victoria Williams has been one of my favorite singers for a long time, probably 12 years, and I was so happy to work with her, and I knew she would gel really well with the project, because she, in her own voice, has this beautiful childlike quality, and I mean that in the best sense. At one point during one song, the Seashell song, I was wondering, wow, am I going to get like 20 kids in here? No. And then Victoria called me that day, told me she was in town. She lives in Joshua Tree, and she came on and kind of did this... you know, this chorus of Victoria, which was perfect. And then Abra Moore is a friend of mine from Austin, Texas, who's another one of my favorite singers. You know, I like a really unique voice, as well as Victoria and Brett. They all have like super unique voices, and she lended a wonderful tone to Apple from the Tree, and also the lullaby Go to Sleep, also known as Fade Dodo.
Hey, Dodo. Excellent. So Living Green is all about the psychology of ecology. And I'm curious, what are some of your attitudes and beliefs around ecology that you've picked up through producing this album?
Well, it's interesting, because I do feel, from the first time I brought my guitar into my little girl's school, like even when she was in school at 2.5 and 3, it was like spreading the message of fun things in the best sort of soulful way that I could muster up, and with messages of nature, felt like a really, all of a sudden I felt like I had a responsibility. It was like this very, and it wasn't until I got doing it live, I was sort of starting to recording the songs, but until I started really doing it live and seeing these kids' reaction and asking them, getting feedback from them, and even mid-song, and asking them what do they see around them, and what animals, and what different kinds of trees, and you know, even down to the tree hugging, yes, which is, you know, one of my favorite pastimes.
Now, you've got a great domain name. You have hugtrees.org, and that's where you can get lots of information. And that was a great domain.
I don't know how we got that, actually. I would have thought for sure hugtrees.org might have been taken, but we, my business partner and I, Dave, he's wonderful, involved in the project. He helped us secure it right away. I couldn't believe it, which I thought was cool, because had sort of, we are the .org gives it an essence of usually I think of it as giving back a little, and we are trying to give a dollar from each CD to one of three environmental groups, and so that's a little bit we can do right there. We also kind of packaged it very eco-mindedly with like soy ink, and I think it was triple recycled cardstock and stuff. Yeah.
Excellent. So listeners, if you want to purchase Tom's album, you can go to www.hugtrees.org. You can also learn more about Tom on his MySpace page, or you can go to livinggreenshow.com, and on the right-hand rail, we have all the episodes listed, so you'll have an episode page that goes along with this show, as well as written transcripts. We're going to get ready to take a break to thank our sponsors in just a moment, but before we do that, Tom, I was wondering if you could lead us out of the break with Hug Trees.
Sure, you got it.
All right. Audience, what do you all think about that? Yeah! Coming to you live from the Living Green Community Center in Santa Barbara, California. My name is Meredith Medland, and we're here with HugTrees.org.
Hug trees. It's good for them, it's good for you, it's good for everyone to do.
This is Sean Daly, host of Green Talk Radio. Green Talk helps you navigate the maze of green and eco products on the market today and make smarter lifestyle choices at home and at work through informative and entertaining interviews with industry authors and experts, as well as executives from innovative companies around the world. Find Green Talk Radio on iTunes or at personallifemedia.com. Green Talk Radio, environmental stewardship through smart consumption. Green Talk Radio.
Friends, they shake their leaves. You can thank them if you please. Hug trees. It's good for them, it's good for you, it's good for everyone to do.
All right. Thank you so much. You're listening to Living Green, Effortless Ecology for Everyday People. I'm your host, Meredith Medland, and we're so delighted to be here live in Santa Barbara with you, Tom. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be in the living room. You know, some of the inspirations for an album like this is Woody Guthrie, to as far as like James Brown or something. So I think like having the living room series is a cool concept that would go with this bring the family kind of thing.
I love it. What are some of the things you've learned as a father as well as a musician about ecology and nature since you've produced this album?
Wow. Being the parent has immediately put me in like an example position where everything I do is being watched. And so I think that got me really finding out more about stuff and more about our even our yard and our you know, our compost pile down to the amount of cups we might use in a day, you know, whatever it was, it would come up several fold because I was really like doing it in front of my kid, you know. So there was some very cool element which was schooling me as well during that. Living in a city, you know, it's Venice Beach, and it's cool and groovy, but it's still L.A. There's still tons of cars and tons of, you know, a lot less up here. Still tons of cars up here, too, for that fact, but a lot more in L.A. And, you know, we try to get out on a camping trip or two every couple months, or get to a place, whether it be Texas or Oregon, somewhere, you know, where we can get out off the grid. And it also comes down to, you know, food. You know, what you put in your body is what you are. So
pretty important stuff if you're baking a cake.
Pretty important stuff. You know, but, you know, and you know, there is a giant sweet tooth element with kids. So, you know, I had, if I didn't put sugar in the first verse of that song, I thought I might get, you know, met outside of a kid's show and gotten taken down the alley by some kids, you know. So I had to put sugar in there right away. Sorry, you know, there's a lot of alternatives. Sugar could mean anything. It could mean honey, maple syrup, molasses, agave, you know, it's fine. But I, you know, I had to get it right out there so I'd be in with the kids, and then you can get the message across.
That's right. Well, you definitely did it right. What do you think? Good tunes. Are you enjoying it? All right. Well, I absolutely love this album, and so I just want to let all of my listeners know that I highly recommend it, and I'm singing the tunes in my head. I was with Living Green chef Joel Chapman this morning on the beach at Henry's Beach, and we were looking at tide pools and learning all about nature and just going really in deep, and the seashells by the seashore was in my mind as we were doing that. So I'd like to talk to you a little bit about your spiritual practices and how you connect both as a musician to the melody lines and the music that you write, as well as how you're connecting to yourself and Mother Nature.
Okay. Well, you know, these are all really good questions, because even when I was explaining sort of where that song Hug Trees came for, and maybe this seed of concept of doing an album before my child was even born, is very strange, because it all happened, if I hadn't sort of taken that hike in the woods and really gotten some quiet time and sort of sat under a tree and sat in a pine forest and related to, let's say, you know, a vibration different than amongst a city dwelling, and therefore even more important to relate to whatever you may view as spirit or God or great spirit. I sort of have a bunch of words. I sort of have maybe five words, you know.
What are your five words?
Let's see. I find myself saying God a lot. I find myself saying Great Spirit. I find myself saying Mother Nature. I find myself, these are, I mean, I kind of see, you know, even the term Mother Nature equaling Great Spirit or God, you know. Those terms are kind of all resonate with me, you know.
And when you're preparing to make music and you're connecting to your inner spirit or Mother Nature, are there any practices that you put in place that you can share with our listeners?
Well, I do think still meditation and moving meditation are kind of key, and also sort of walking in meditation. You know, Thich Nhat Hanh always talks about mindful walking, you know, so that's sort of maybe what I was sort of trying to present in the forest there. And I think getting quiet, no matter what it is, you know, it's cool, because that's great. We can go, you know, I find, like, I remember that for a while there, the only quiet time I could get was like in the shower, you know. It's like, okay, I'm really good, and I come up with great ideas in the shower, but that's cool, but that's sort of wasting water, and like, that's okay, you know, it's okay to get in the shower and find that, but I think you can sort of get into a really peaceful mode just by practicing breathing and body postures and yoga and qigong. Qigong actually was really important for me. That was one of the biggest I was in college, and I was lucky enough to have this master C2G come from China, where he teaches like a class of 1,000 at a time to like 40 students, you know, in Claremont colleges. You know, we were so lucky. You know, I don't know if everyone knew that. I think some people were trying to get a free ride on it, but I and several of the people involved in the class were just completely blown away by the energy of this guy. And so that was really great, because he focused on, it was the first time I heard the term moving meditation. So the idea of doing Qigong and that being a meditation, as well as what we think of meditation by sitting and listening to our breath and watching thoughts go by without attaching to them and stuff like that, could also be done in a moving setting. That was sort of mind opening for me.
Thank you for that. We're going to get ready to take our last break, and then we'll come back with about 8 more minutes of content. You want to play us out on this next break? Maybe. How about a little Seashells by the Seashore? You're going to honor that conversation. All right. My name is Meredith Medland. I'm your host of LivingGreenShow.com. You can download more information via iTunes or the website. We'll be back right after this, and Tom will be taking us out.
Seashells by the seashore. Seashells by the seashore. What do you think they're for? They're home to the mollusks and more. Yeah, 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 yeah. Sandcastles by the seashore. Sandcastles by the seashore. What do you think they're for? They're home to the sand crabs and more. And you can build a moat around the door, so the dragons don't come in. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hi, this is Renee Stevens, host of Inside Out Weight Loss. If you want to be a thin person, you have to learn how to think like one. Learn how on my weekly show that aligns mind, body, and spirit for lasting change. Find me on iTunes or at personallifemedia.com. That's Inside Out Weight Loss, how to think like a thin person on personallifemedia.com.
By the seashore, seashells by the seashore, chasing waves by the seashore, chasing waves by the seashore. What do you think they're for? They're home to the mollusks and more. They carry the surfers on the boards. They bring the shells up on the sand, so you can pick them up in your hands. Seashells by the seashore.
Welcome back from the break. My name is Meredith Medland, and I'm your host here of Living Green, and we're here with Tom Freud, and you can go to www.hugtrees.org. If you want the album, you can also go to cdbaby.com and also type in Hug Trees. You've got some exciting stuff coming up, Tom. You want to tell us a little bit about that? You got a gig coming up in May at Stagecoach?
We have some cool Hug Trees events coming up. We're kind of... The CD's sort of been out a little bit. We're sort of officially having a CD release on June 8th at McCabe's in Santa Monica. They do a great Sunday series. at 11 a.m. It's really cool. I went and see this bumpkin band the other day, and they were hot. And kids rocking in the music store, you know, picking up instruments and then also jamming to the bands. And then this other thing that's really cool coming up before that is May 3rd and 4th. It's the Stagecoach Festival, which... this year, it's cool. The Eagles and John Fogerty are going to be there. It's out in the Coachella playgrounds in Indio, California. And there's a kid section. There's a kid stage. I think it's called like the Half Pint Hootenanny or something. And I'm playing 2 days in a row out there. It should be really fun to focus on the kid side of things during that. It'll be really cool and sort of this country western atmosphere, you know.
Yeah.
Country western rock, you know.
Well, thank you so much for all your focus on the kids. I want to transition a little bit to your adult music because you have quite a legacy of music for adults, although I do have to say as an adult that I do love the Hog Trees album.
That's the point. I'm glad you said that. That's good. Well, you know, the joke is as the new father that I was that I am and was it's like, you know, you're driving in the car, your kid's demanding a certain CD, you better like the CD, because, you know, it's gonna go 50 times before you get to your destination, and usually they're gonna pick two or three songs that they really like within that CD over and over, and, you know, so I tried to make a sort of, let's say, something that the parents would dig, too, while on that drive.
Yeah, well, I sure dig it, and you've gotten some great comments. The Washington Post has actually said about some of your adult music that your lyrics are full of curveballs, and MSNBC recognizes you for being diverse and honest to the core in your lyrics, and you've gotten quite a lot of accolades. So I want to just make sure our listeners know that your music isn't I want to make sure that our listeners know that your music has been featured in TV shows like One Tree Hill, Las Vegas, and October Road. And also, one of your songs was in the MGM movie Charlie Bartlett. And I got to tell you, if we're looking ahead, a lot of these songs in the Hug Trees album seem like they'd be perfect for TV commercials.
Oh, that'd be great. If you're listening out there, Audi, Volkswagen, I think it would make sense to have a sort of green, childlike quality song on you to promote better health for the planet.
That would be a great idea. Let's make sure that they're listening. So tell us a little bit more about your journey as a musician. And I do know that some of our musician listeners, and as well as some of our friends and our live audience, are like, cool, you're working with Ben Harper. That's a big deal. What's it like?
It's been, you know, I first met him when I was in the Claremont Colleges, actually. And we did a record back then called Pleasure and Pain. This is like 93 or something. And it was... it's become quite a collector's item because obviously he really blew up, and we sort of reconnected in the last 5 years or so, and I've done a couple of tours with him all over the country, kind of opening up and then usually sitting in his set as well, and him sitting in mine, which is great, which is where we started and stuff. And it's been really lucky to have him on board for this new record. He produced my new record. I think the working title right now is Collapsible Plans, and he produced it and played on it a lot, and we were even able to lure in one of our idols, Jackson Brown, onto two tracks, and he was one of the sweetest guys I ever met. So Ben and I were both at that, took it to another level. I was already working with Ben, and that was a real treat. And then Ben and I were both like, oh my god, and Jackson plays a song on the break, you know. So it was a real treat. So we're hoping that this record gets out to the world pretty soon. It's been done for a little while. We're trying to figure out the next step with it.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So let's go back many years. I think it was about in 2001 you released Simpatico. Can you tell us a little bit more about that album?
Yeah, Simpatico is the one you were talking about, right? That was a cool, directly associated with my living at the time. Was half recorded in Austin, Texas, where I was really feeling some great energy from, great writing and great great nature. Austin's got it down in terms of a city. They really got it down. They got down with the bike paths and huge parks and a giant spring in the middle of town for summer. So just, you know, in line with your show, that boy, I got to give it up for Austin. So, and I wrote a lot of those songs down there, like the song Simpatico and stuff like that. And then partially recorded in New York because I'd moved back up to New York to sort of see what was happening again in the business. I had been on sort of a major label, and I found out that didn't mean much other than having some fun for a while and having a nice advance and stuff. And it really it sort of signed of the times. It was sort of the end of an era where getting signed, quote, and stuff like that didn't mean a whole lot. It meant a whole lot for a couple things, but if they didn't follow through, it could sort of even take you away from your mission for a while, you know, sort of, you know.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about your mission. We have just a few more minutes before we wrap up today's show. And I'm curious, as you think about your legacy and creating a lasting legacy.
That's a big word.
It's a word I've been pondering on for many years. And you've got a fantastic live audience with you here. And I'm curious, if you flash forward ahead, let's say 20 gifted, blessed years, what kind of life would you like to be creating on the planet? And what are you leaving in your legacy?
Wow, that's an awesome question. I would hope to be still doing what I'm doing, which is, I guess, a really good thing that I'm kind of enjoy playing for music for people of all ages and sort of with a focus on trying to give people, you know, help help on this planet of some sort, you know, whether it's just relating to lyrics and music and giving them a good feeling, and also if it's some sort of message that I can be helpful in sharing of something that has to do with, like, trying to, you know, help a planet that's ailing in a lot of ways, and it's an incredible force of to turn it around. So it's like I would hope to still be a part of that, and hopefully we'll be in a place that looks a little less precarious than it does right now, and I'm pretty confident in that. So I would hope that I'm still doing that in a sense, and just having a family, and hopefully living somewhere where I can dig my feet into the earth too, or sand, you know.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show today. I'd like to take this last moment for you to share anything else that you'd like with our listeners, as well as if you could go through some of the access points for your CDs as well as your various music sites.
Sure. Well, first of all, in this living room, thank you for being here, and let's hope it generates out to all Meredith's listeners. And I do have a couple of websites that there's this new phenomenon, MySpace. There's both my own page, which is Tom Freund Music, or at MySpace, or if you go to MySpace, you can also put in Hug Trees Music. Those are two good access points to check out a lot of sounds and sites. And and then also my website, tomfreund.com, and hugtrees.org should have info on I love that, the pitter patter of little feet. Yeah, get it, don't stop. And those should have info on shows coming up and how to attain CDs and stuff. I'm really happy with this company CD Baby too. They've been helping me sell a lot of CDs, and they're really eco-minded and really kind to the musician too. They've been a great support.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. We've got a special shout out in celebration of one of our Living Green listeners. It's her birthday, so we're dedicating this show to Nico for her birthday. So big happy birthday to you. I want to remind you that texts and transcripts of this show and other shows on the Personal Life Media Network are available at personallifemedia.com. And if you have any comments or if you'd like to be a guest on this show, you can reach me at Meredith@livinggreenshow.com. And Tom, will you take us out with one of your more adult tunes? Maybe something off Simpatico, something fun? All right, that sounds great. Thanks again for listening to Living Green, effortless ecology for everyday people.
Horses carrying you wildly over to Mexico. More than anything, you wanted to be free. How many bandits seized your opportunity? Side. And I had a friend named the Gift of God. He made it over to the other side. He had the glory of knowing nothing could stop him. He faced the crowd. Got it all mixed up in my head with the robin's blue and the bluebird's red. Got it all mixed up in my head with the robin's blue and the bluebird's red. Simpatico as they come. Yeah, that's been my problem. Sweet Jesus, leave your door open for me, 'cause I'm here and now and full of feeling. Face the crowd. Got it all mixed up in my head with the robin's blue and the bluebird's red. Got it all mixed up in my head with the robin's blue and the bluebird's red. Carrying you wildly over to Mexico. More than anything, you wanted to be free. And I faced the crowd.
Listening to Living Green, effortless ecology for everyday people. You can learn more at www.livinggreenshow.com.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com. And now, please enjoy this entertaining clip, recyclable comedy, from our sponsor, Plenty Magazine. PlentyMag.com.
Welcome to How to Be Healthy. Lesson 12, How to Eat Healthy Food. Step 1, Be Rich. The price of food has gone up only a little over the last couple of years, but the price of healthy food has skyrocketed. Fresh fruit and vegetables and other low-calorie food cost 20% more than 2 years ago, according to a study by the University of Washington. That far outpaces regular inflation. In fact, the price for food that kills you, with refined grains, added sugar, added fat, stayed about the same during that period, and sometimes even dropped a little. Poor people are getting fat, yet undernourished. You would think that more processing would actually make food more expensive. You're funny. Lesson 13. How to have healthy air and water. Step 1. Be rich. If your county needs a waste treatment plant or a regional incinerator or a new truck route, who usually gets it? That's right. The poor neighborhood. Camden, New Jersey, for example. It's a really poor city. So Camden residents got the waste treatment plant, the incinerator, the cement factory, the cogeneration plant, and incidentally, the prison. They also got asthma. Lesson 14. How to have good health care. Step 1. Be rich.
More recyclable comedy, go to PlentyMag.com.